It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're smoking up the backyards from Traverse City down to Ann Arbor and everywhere in between. This is my time of year, baby. The salmon are running. The football games are going. It's tailgate season, and we are ready to fire it up in your backyard, your tailgate, wherever you are. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is it's a little touch of heaven right here, buddy. It is that time of year, and I think it's my favorite time of the year, too, because I'm starting to get this musk. You know, it's starting to, like, come in on my chest and my forehead, and, you know, I got the little goat going, and, you know, every time I drive down the road, like this morning when we were coming in here, you see those deer, like, sneaking out to the road. It's like, oh, man, my neck starts swelling up, and I'm just ready to pounce.
I'm glad there's a table between you and me. I don't want to see you in the rut, baby.
Or feel me.
Right. Yeah, we got a busy day today. We got several guests joining us. Shasta from the Old World Olive Press is going to be sitting in here in the first hour. We've got a place called Johnny Secreto's Foods. It's brand new on the scene. We're going to be breaking down some of the stuff that they've got to offer, kind of a little boutique food company. Our friend Doug Welch from the winery down there in Fenville is going to be joining us, and we got a lot of stuff going on, but let's jump right into this. Hey, good morning, Shasta. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, you know what? It's always good to see you. My favorite vinegar and oil lady is here.
Careful.
And yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but the studio smells better. As soon as Shasta arrives, it's like, it's like spring.
Yeah,
and we're right in fall, and we go back to spring.
She does outweigh that musty smell you were talking about. I agree. But anyway, Shasta's going to talk to us about some of the great recipes for this fall, especially with some of this salmon stuff going on, aren't you?
I sure am. I've got some great ideas.
Yeah, I got some fresh salmon in my refrigerator right now. We gotta work on that.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob took a little salmon trip this weekend. We're going to break that down a little bit later in the show, but it was really an incredible trip, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But right now, let's go over to our friend Wade Lefevre. And Wade, you're with a company called Johnny Secreto Foods. Tell us a little bit about that. This is a brand new gig, isn't it?
Brand new gig, about 3.5 months old. Just getting into it here in May of this summer, and got 4 different spice blends that are all fantastic meat rubs, great for tossing with veggies and other things. But today I want to focus mainly on our barbecue rubs. We have a backyard classic, what we call it, and it's great for just rubbing on meats, smoking. It's got a great barbecue flavor. Then we have our coffee rub that's a little bit different. And
okay, that's where I ran into this fella. I was at a farmer's market in a town in Michigan, and my wife, you know, insisted I go with her, and I didn't want to go, but instantly I saw this spice guy over here, and I'm like, okay, I got something to do here, because I don't want to squeeze melons, you know. So, not most
especially
of the time.
Musky ones.
Yes, that's right. Well, the musky ones are kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But I see this guy over there with all these spices, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. And he's got all these cans opened up, and immediately I see a coffee blend, and I'm a coffee freak, and I love making coffee rubs. So I just walk up, you know, I hadn't showered. I got, like, you know, nasty clothes on, my hat pulled down.
Is this going to be a theme all day? Is this where we're going with this?
And just kind of like being indiscreet because I don't want him to even know I'm there. And I'm like tasting this coffee rub. I'm like, oh, man, this is dialed in. This tastes, in my opinion, really close to a coffee rub I make. And I'm like, okay, I've tasted a bunch of coffee rubs, and they don't take off in the right direction for me. And, you know, it's, as Shasta knows, there's flavors. Everybody's got their own gig. But so I start asking him all these questions, and all of a sudden he's like, feed me all these answers. And he's like, who in the heck is this guy? And I'm like, okay, we got to have you on our show, dude.
Yeah.
So it's the coffee rub that is, in my opinion, going to really send these guys off the Richter.
Yeah, I don't know what it was that set me off about you, but you kept asking these questions, and I'm like, man, this guy knows his stuff.
I was faking it.
Yeah.
I just wanted more samples.
Yeah. Yeah, thus you're here. That's great. But tell us a little bit about what's in that coffee rub, because a lot of people are afraid of putting unbrewed coffee on things, afraid it'll be crunchy, afraid to add a bitter flavor, and that's not it at all. Tell us a little bit about the flavor profile of that mix.
Sure. And to touch on what Bob said a little bit earlier, I've tried a couple of different coffee rubs, and they have an element of spice to them, like they add, you know, cayenne pepper or something. That's just not really...
Kills the coffee.
It just kills it, right, right. And I think when you have coffee, you need to kind of bring in some warmer ingredients. So we have, in here, we have some nutmeg to kind of ground that coffee, give a little nuttiness. We have some brown sugar, kind of warm it up a little bit, some sweetness. And then we have some cardamom to give it a little bit of black licorice type of, you know, cardamom. It's just a great, great spice. So you have those sweeter ingredients that really balance out the acidity of the coffee, brings a sweetness to it. But where the coffee really comes into play, and I know all of you can speak to this, it's a great tenderizer.
So you have four different types of rubs.
Yes, yes.
And what are the other three?
I touched on the Backyard Classic. It's just got a classic array of barbecue spices. It's a great all-purpose rub for just about any type of meat. Next, we have our Mexicalia. It's got your Mexican spices.
Great. That one I really like, too. Great. That was beautiful, by the way.
And I had never made a chorizo in my life.
Really?
And I took this rub, and I mixed it with some ground pork, set it in the fridge for a couple days, and then I browned it up in a skillet, and I made a successful chorizo.
You were in love, huh?
It was fantastic. And then probably our most popular blend is Sultan's Gold. And it's got a Far East Indian, Moroccan type of feel to it. And people just go nuts for this. It's fantastic on salmon.
A little yellow, so there's a little curry in there maybe?
A little curry, some crushed coriander. And we buy our coriander whole and then we crush it. So it just you get that more of a great feel to it. It's got some cumin in there, some brown sugar. It's really, really balanced.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And we're talking with Wade LaFever from Johnny Secreto Foods. Wade, you market these seasonings in an interesting way. It's you're focusing in on farm markets right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we wanted to hit the ground running. And the best way to do that nowadays is farmers markets. And throughout the summer, we've done 14 markets throughout the state. Now we're down to 12 as it's kind of winding down the season. And
but you know, for folks listening, to make it easy for them, where can they find it right now?
Well, if you're in the Ann Arbor area right now, I know a lot of you are listening. We're at the Chelsea Farmers Market until 12 today. If you're in the Grand Rapids area, we're at the Rockford Farmers Market today.
How about your website?
Website is johnnysecreto.com. We will be ramping up for the Christmas season, so check it out. You can learn more about our product there.
So spell that out, Secreto.
Secreto. It's just like spelling secret, and then you add an O at the end.
Great. johnnysecreto.com. Hit that website. Trust me on this. These rubs are awesome. His sauce, I think you only have one sauce. Mm-hmm. Wonderful sauce. Yeah, I love sauces. That's just tasty.
Another
Thanks.
Example of a great Michigan business
yes.
that's cutting a living here and making it happen. We're proud to have an affiliation with you guys. You're headquartered right in Rockford, Michigan, right?
Absolutely.
And we're wishing you the best, man. Good luck with everything. There's a couple of those, that, as Bob said, that coffee rub and is going to be a hit for you guys.
Yeah, so, that's Wade LaFever.
We're wishing you the best.
Johnny Secreto, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate the vibes, guys. Thank you.
You bet. Coming up next, we're going to break down some recipes with Shasta from the Old World Olive Press, mixing those oils and balsamic vinegars together. If you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a huge fan of this stuff. And every time she comes here, she brings us a new surprise. We've got a Vermont maple balsamic we're going to be breaking down.
I think they're bribes.
Yeah, they
are. That's what those
are. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.